Yeah, they asking who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I beat a bumble. See that go, go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
The best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
Welcome everybody to episode one, chapter one of Ruck Talk, the podcast. My name is Mike Johnson. You can call me MJ. That's what a lot of my friends call me. I'm going to get right into it. Episode one, we're calling this the one about the why. I feel like everybody has to go through like their pilot episode to explain themselves, to explain to yourself, not you, the listener, but to me, why I'm actually doing this. And, you know, to get right into it, I had this idea, literally, it's almost been a year ago, that I wanted to do some form of a podcast. And a little bit about me, I come from broadcast radio, right? And I've been into the streaming world and, you know, I have a company that does media and we do all these things around, you know, podcasting and streaming and marketing and all that cool shit. And I thought to myself for a while that I wanted to do a show around having pretty serious, tough conversations with friends and just at times with myself. But I just didn't have the it to do it. You know what that it is. I just didn't have the drive. I, you know, came up with a whole bunch of excuses literally a year ago. Came up with a whole bunch of names before I came up with Ruck Talk. I'm going to tell you about how I came up with that in a second. But came up with a whole bunch of names, you know, got online, you know, got the URLs for the domains and all that stuff ready to go. And just for some reason, I could never pull the trigger. Never, right? I actually even got to the point where, you know, in the business that I'm in, you know, I have a few business partners and a few clients that I was literally on the verge of saying, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to go down this path. I'm going to start doing this podcast and it'll be great. And I'm going to figure it out. You know, at the end of the day, I have a pretty successful business. You know, things are all right. I'm not in any way, shape or form in a place where I'm like, it's do or die. And something inside of me over the past year always said, nah, not right now. Nah, not today. Maybe tomorrow. I literally was on the cliff a couple times of jumping right into this and just couldn't do it. I'd look down and I'd be scared shitless. Couldn't do it. Now, as a person that's, you know, I come from broadcast, so, you know, I'm in front of a mic. It's not like I'm mic shy. It's not like I haven't been on the radio before tons of times. I do it every day. You've probably heard my voice tons of times and you don't even know it. But I think the thing about it a year ago, or when I was thinking about a year and a half ago, that stopped me from doing it was, you know, the fact that the fear factor. Who the fuck is going to listen to you and what the hell? Like, yeah, people listen to you, you know, on the radio or on television every day. But that's because somebody gives you a script and they tell you what to read. Not forcing me what to read, but, you know, clients tell me what to read all the time, you know, whether it's commercials or liners or, I mean, things that I do for radio stations and TV stations and everything else. I got a pretty awesome gig. I got a pretty awesome job. So I figured this would be super easy for me to do. And sure enough, I got to that line and I was ready to jump and I froze like you wouldn't believe. And I mean, when I say I froze, like I got to the point where I called up one of my partners and I said, you know, I'm done. I'm going in a different direction. Here are the keys. Here's the keys to everything. Here's the yada, yada. You have it. He came over here and he didn't mean to talk me out of it because he knew, you know, that he didn't want me to go. And I found a reason to stay. And we're still in business and we're still doing things as normal, but I feel like it was time for me to actually execute. And today, right now, is that day. And I'll say this. Even with me deciding that today was that day for me to start this conversation, I'm still half-assing it. And what I mean by that is this. Like, I have the most awesome, like, and to rewind, like, it's not like I never had the resources to do this. I've always had the resources to do something like this. But even to today, like, I'm sitting in, like, the most awesome studio to me ever built. I built it myself, my studio here. And I have some cool state-of-the-art equipment over to my left. And I'm sitting on a small chair in the corner of my room with a tiny little recorder. And it looks like shit. Like, I got wires everywhere, plugged in everywhere. And the reason why I'm doing that, to be honest, is I'm doing it because if I decide at any given point that I don't want to do this, my mind is telling me that, you know what? Shit. You didn't waste any time doing it. You didn't waste a lot of time and a lot of effort like I told you you were doing it. So just do it this way. And if it doesn't work out, you can just take the little recorder, put it back in the desk and move on and act like this never happened. And the reason why I'm saying that isn't for you. It's mainly for me to kind of hear it, you know, because the thing about it is we all have, like I said earlier, that voice that talks to you. And it's been talking a lot over the past 12 months and giving me every single reason why I shouldn't. And I think today I finally got a little fucking fed up and I duct taped the shit out of its mouth so I can get some breathing room and actually try this, right? And that's what we're doing. So welcome to Ruck Talk. Now, why Ruck Talk? Why would you call something Ruck Talk? Like, what's the deal? Why would you, you know, there's a whole bunch of other cool names and a whole bunch of other cool names that I came up with. And I'll tell you why. So about a month ago, I got a pal of mine who started doing this program that you might have heard about. It's called 75 Hard, right? And she sent me a text and she sent me a screen grab on her phone of a very familiar graphic that I've seen for who knows how long on Instagram and social and throughout the internet of this 75 Hard program. And she said, I'm doing this program. I'm super excited about it. You should do it with me, right? And she lives in Texas. I live in Georgia. And I think the reason why she invited me is, you know, she's doing it. It's a part of the, so this guy, let me rewind a little bit. This guy by the name of Andy Frisella, who I've heard a lot about. I have another friend of mine who actually turned me on to this guy, this cat, some years ago and said, you need to listen to his podcast. It's really, really good. And like anything else, yeah, I'll get around to it. Never did. Swear to God, never did. But I've always seen, like, a lot of my friends doing this 75 Hard program. And I was curious, and for what it's worth, I'm really into fitness and everything else. So, you know, for me, you would think I would gravitate to that, but there was just something about it that I was just, nah, I'm good. I'm good with doing what I'm doing, and I'm, you know, I don't need to do that. Like, you know, some of the things that they had listed in there, I was just like, I just don't feel like getting into that. But for some reason, when my pal Alexis brought it up to me, I said, you know what? What's it all about? I started asking the question. So she broke it down to me and she sent me the whole, you know, write up on it where, you know, apparently, and this isn't, once again, this isn't to promote that or for anybody to do that. I'm just getting to the point of why I'm calling the show, what I'm calling the show. So the program itself, it's not, and you would look at it thinking it's a physical fitness program because that's what I always thought it was. Come to find out the way she broke it down to me, it's more of a mental discipline program, right? It's to get you out of the rut of where you are in life to the next chapter, a next step of where you want to be. So the best way I could describe it is, you know, imagine you meeting the person you wanted to be now and imagine what that conversation would be like. Well, 75 Hard kind of allows you to embark on that journey. And from what I understand, it's part of a bigger program, right? Called, I think it's called Live Harder Program, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so she's doing the Live Harder Program, which is a year-long program, but 75 Hard is kind of like the kickoff to that. So on her journey of that, she wanted to ask if I wanted to jump in on one of the rounds. So the round that I'm going to be jumping in on is called 75 Hard. I guess I don't know if her second round, which is what I'm jumping in on, is going to be called something else. But so she asked me, and I said, you know, let me think about it. What do you have to do? And apparently you have to there is a physical portion of it. You got to work out 2 times a day for 45 minutes. One of them has to be outside. You got to take a selfie of yourself every day. You got to pick a diet and stick to it. Doesn't matter what the diet is. So if you're vegetarian or, you know, if you are carnivore or vegan or whatever that is, it's just the discipline of sticking to the diet. There's no cheat meals, right? So if you're carnivore, for example, and I'm a big fan of that just because that's the type of diet that I choose to, well, I've been living on. So, you know, you can't introduce like any sugars or any like cheat meals like, you know, ice cream or anything like that that normal people would try to reward themselves on once they do something, you know, like a hard workout or whatever. So you got to drink 1 gallon of water a day and you got to read 10 pages from a non-fictional or entrepreneurial book. And I think that's it, right? So I looked at it and I said, you know, some of the stuff I'm already doing, so it should be pretty easy. There are some things like the reading the 10 pages from a book every day is probably going to be the hardest thing for me because we haven't started yet, right? She's just now getting off of, she's probably about, you know, as I'm recording this, she's at her last week. So I said, you know, so when she asked me a few weeks ago, I said, you know what, let me just out of curiosity, and I was joking around, I kind of put it out there on like my Instagram page. I said, you know, to all my friends, I said, thinking about doing 75 Hard is like a poll. Should I do it? And automatically, I started getting a whole bunch of responses back, not only from the poll, but like in my DM and my text, like, yo, like, if you do it, I totally will do it with you. Let's go. You know, when are we starting? You know, and so on and so forth. So, you know, Alexis had asked me which episode or which round do I want to jump in on? Round 2, which was going to be in the fall, coming up in the fall. Round 3, which was, you know, during the winter. And then obviously, I guess her last round would be in the summer if it's the full year she's doing. So I said, you know, I'm definitely not interested in doing it in the wintertime. And summertime, I live in Georgia. So summertime in Georgia, it's pretty uncomfortable. So just, you know, I'll take round 2, right? So I took the lesser of all evils. It's not evil, but, you know, I took the lesser. I don't know if I bitched out or what, but I decided to come in on round 2 because it didn't make any sense for me to start round 1 with her. She was already, you know, halfway in, right? So we all collectively wanted to start together. And what was great was, you know, we have probably about, nothing big, like probably about 20 people. 20 of my friends are like, you know, all gung-ho to start. And we're going to start in about a week. So I'm super excited about it. But, you know, the entire time that we're doing this, or we decided to do this, I started saying to myself, well, let me start getting some practice in to get ready for this. So one of the things that you got to do, and they suggest you do, is you got to listen to his podcast. There's a certain episode that he has strictly dedicated to 75 Hard and what the program is and what it's not, right? And things you should do and shouldn't do. And, you know, he has a book. And once again, I'm not pushing this on anybody, right? I'm not expecting anybody. Like, this isn't about the program. But it's what led me up to, one, deciding to start what I wanted to start a year ago now, and two, how I came up with the name. So on this practice phase that I've been going through over the past, like, month, just trying to get ready and get myself kind of, like, mentally prepared to start doing all these things, I would do workouts. And some of my friends would do workouts. And we started an Instagram chat group. And in that Instagram chat group, I actually would post videos and, you know, like everybody would post videos. And I remember Alexis posted a video where she was traveling, right? And she was at the airport and she still had one workout left for the day. So she had on her rucksack and she said, "What's up, MJ? Just letting you know, I saw your video and I'm still in the middle of my workout. I'm rucking it," right? And I always knew what a rucksack was, but I never really knew what it was. Like I knew it's a like a weighted backpack. And I always liked the name. Like she said, you know, still rucking it. And I was like, that's a cool name. Like rucking it, right? What does it mean? Right? What does rucking mean? What does ruck mean? So I looked it up. Because keep in mind, I still had all these cool names for this podcast that I didn't know what I was going to call it. And I was still searching because everything I came up with made no sense to me, right? Like it was a cool name, right, that I came up with. Some of the other names I came up with was really, really cool, but it wasn't like the one, right? And for some reason, the word ruck just stuck with me. So I was like, let me look it up, right? And sure enough, when I looked up ruck, it meant a tightly packed crowd of people, which I was like, that's cool. Like, I kind of, you know, we kind of came up with this idea of all of us doing 75 hard together. It's, you know, tightly knit group of people that believe in doing hard things. So I was like, that's cool. So then the definition went on to say that it also can mean a mass of ordinary people or things, which really, it's kind of like the group I'm part of, like just ordinary guys like myself, you know, doing ordinary things, just trying to be better, right? So I was like, ruck talk, like a whole bunch of people having ordinary conversations, or maybe the conversations aren't ordinary, maybe they're difficult conversations, but it's neither here nor there, just normal people having conversations. And really, a year ago, the thought was having conversations with my friends and with people that I start to meet as a result of this about difficult things. Because right now, we live in a world that's just straight up hard. And I don't mean that hard from a, like, life is hard, I get it. But, like, we live in a world that is just becoming hard. Hard to voice your opinion. Hard to figure out what to eat, you know, and stay healthy. Hard to teach your kids, you know, what's right from wrong, like, because you're working against so much shit that's out there, right, and that's working against you. Why not have this tightly packed crowd of people have a conversation in a place that we're not censored? Because if you haven't noticed, I have the mouth of a sailor, so I, you know, on my journey, man, I'm going to curse, I'm going to yell, I'm going to scream, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to curse again, I'm going to curse again. And, you know, but why not have a place where we can all get on, have a conversation, really talk about hard shit, whether it's on this show or after the show is over, right? And just for me personally, like my want from this is to try to find answers, like real fucking answers to questions that I have, you know what I mean? And not be able to be in fear of asking them, you know, why is this person doing it like that? Or, you know, what would you do if, like, I feel like we live in such a pussy society right now that we're all walking on eggshells and everybody is just yearning for something. Just something and some place to be heard, right? And I think that we should all revel around that and start creating that. So back to my story. So Ruck Talk came out of that, right? The fact that this program that I'm part of and just one of the devices that's used, because from what I understand too, Andy Frisella uses a rucksack all the time. But one of the devices that's used during, you know, during these workouts is something that I gravitated to as far as the name was concerned. So I went deeper down the rabbit hole. So, all right, cool. I'm in with this whole 75 hard, the ruck and the ruck talk is it sounds great, right? I listened to the first episode, but that was just the thread that started to allow me to really, really unravel the reason and the purpose of executing this, right? So I literally started listening to this guy's podcast. Now, keep in mind, I have a buddy of mine, Ernie, who told me about this. Like, I can't tell you how long ago, like, you need to listen to this guy. He's fucking amazing, right? Now, granted, I am 15 days out from being 50 years old, right? And listening to this guy, he has a message, but I always thought that the message was more so directed to the younger generation, Gen Z-ish, if you would. Not to put anybody in a, you know, a bubble and pick on anybody, but you know, the conversations that, the clips I've heard from him prior, because I've heard a couple things about this guy, it always seemed like he was talking to, you know, a younger generation than myself. Because there are a lot of things that he said that I related to, but I felt like it wasn't me until I really, really started to listen, right? And during the first podcast that I listened to of his, which was on 75 Hard, he talked about the bitch voice, right? And it's the voice that I heard a year ago that gave me any and every excuse on why I shouldn't be doing this. Still, listen, right now, like I said earlier, I put duct tape on the bitch voice's mouth and I can still hear him mumbling in my head, right? And I know what it's saying. And it's not the first time I heard of the bitch voice. I just never heard it in that context. I read a book some years ago called The Untethered Soul, right? By Michael Singer. And in the book starts off by talking about how we have this voice that constantly speaks, right? And the funny part about it is, you find yourself in conversation with this voice constantly, right? As an example, you know, do I need to work out today? Well, you know, you don't need to really work out today because you got to go pick up the kids and, you know, you got to go. And then you have this like internal dialogue with yourself, right? And at some point, something gets muted. One of the voices wins. And a lot of times, going back to Frisella's point, it's normally the bitch voice that wins, right? But you have this internal conversation. And then there's a third, not a voice, but in the book, in The Untethered Soul, there's the voices that speak and you're having internal dialogue. And then there's one thing that's kind of observing the voice, right? So you kind of step back and go like, am I really fucking having a conversation with myself, right? So that was the first time I really got introduced to that, right? And then the second time I heard about this bitch voice was through this speaker that I ran across called Dr. Joe Dispenza, right? And I think I heard about him through a YouTube show called Impact Theory. And he always spoke about the power of your thought, right? And how your thought can start speaking and helping you kind of make up your mind on whether you're going to do or not, whether you're going to execute or not. And I'm paraphrasing and I'm giving you the cliff notes of all of this. Like, if you want, go down a rabbit hole, search for it, you'll find it. And believe me, it's wild, right? But the entire time I'm listening to this, I'm saying to myself, yeah, I get it, but that's not really me. Once again, the voice starts talking, right? So fast forward back to listening to Frisella and his bitch voice comparison, I have a buddy of mine who I haven't seen in some years, right? And super successful guy. And I'm going to have him on the show. We already talked about it. He actually named a part of an excerpt that we're going to be doing on the show later on. And I'll let him introduce it. And I'm not going to give away who he is, but super successful. We are in the same industry somewhat. I'm in the, you know, my company revels around and we spend a lot of time in the entertainment space. So long story short, he invites me up to his place in Tennessee over the past weekend. right? And I hadn't seen him, so decided to go up. And we started catching up, right? And we sat down and talked. And last time I saw him, you know, he wasn't at the place of success that he was. Now, not saying I didn't follow him and not saying that we hadn't spoken, but life moves so fast. We all know that between, you know, life and kids and job and career and everything else, you never get a chance to really catch up. So this was our time. Asked my wife if it was okay. The kids were going to be on fall break, which, you know, it was a moment. She was just like, just go and I'll have the kids. And, you know, and I had work to do, and it was, you know, partially a work trip anyway. So we caught up and we sat down and we really got a chance to catch up. And he sat down and explained to me what it took for him to get to where he was, right? Remember how I said earlier, you know, the you of now meeting the you who you want to be. Well, he is now at that point. I don't even think he's the you. He's the guy he wants to be. He's still going, but he is way up there, right? And in that conversation, he told me how fearful he was, how dark it got, and how many times he almost talked himself out of it and almost quit. And how many times, not putting words in his mouth, but how many times that bitch voice spoke on several different levels. Career, weight loss, because at one point he was super heavy, right? He had to go down that path. Right? Him questioning, was he doing the right thing? And everything that he went through, like when I say, when you finally get a chance to hear this story, you are going to, like, your jaw will drop. But that voice in me is still saying, like, I mean, shit, he did it, but What makes you think you can do it? Because I know what you're thinking, and you're thinking that because he did it, you can now, you know, when you leave, you can now come back and you could try it. And this, you know, it just started spiraling again. I took the time on the ride up prior to getting to his house, right, and us catching up. I listened to damn near a lot of the episodes of for Sella's podcast called Real as Fuck or Real AF, right? And during that drive up and down, because when I left, I did the same thing. I put everything on in queue, and I just pressed play, and it just went through it, you know, helped me pass the time with driving. Not a fan of driving at all. So the entire time I'm listening to this guy, and he's saying, you know, you just got to execute. And then the voice is saying, don't fucking listen to this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about, right? Swear to God, I'm having this internal conversation. And I finally got back, and I said, you know what? Fuck it. We're doing it, right? We're going to do this and see how it ends up. Based off of me jumping in on this program, and it has, you know, once again, pulling the thread. It's just unfinished business from last year, right? Pulling the thread on, all right, let's do the program. All right, what else can we do? The problem I have is with this journey is, and I think a lot of us have had, especially, you know, between all the shit that we've gone through, all of us, the past 3 years with, you know, the pandemic and everything else, we got so complacent. And I don't know if that's by design, right? But I was a different person prior. Not saying, and once again, I have a successful, for me, and I'm always looking to thrive and be better, but I have a successful business. I have great people I work with. I know a shit ton of people. I have a whole bunch of cool friends, right? And I don't want for anything. And that doesn't mean I'm not rich. I'm not any of that. But I think I got too complacent. And when I finally started thinking to myself that there's got to be more, because there's that deep voice, which is probably another voice that we have, that says that there is more. And when I finally got to that point to say, let's explore that, and I got to that mountain that I needed to conquer, or I want to conquer, or now that I'm going to attempt to conquer, I got to the base of the mountain, and I looked up, and I said, holy shit, that's a high mountain, right? I said, but fuck it, we'll do it anyway. And then a day or two went by, and I got so complacent in everything that I was doing, and I got so bamboozled by that microwavable society that we all live in, like, if it can't happen now, it won't happen. And I got pissed off. You know, I'd try a couple things. I'd come up with a name. I'd come up with a design, right? And I'd be on the job of doing this for 2 days and wonder why I wasn't successful at it, right? Not realizing that the company that I built, it took me 25 years to get here. But now my mentality changed into this soft, why isn't it happening now, victimized type of thought process that everything needed to happen for me right now. And that was, the past year has been an eye-opener, because I have regretted for the past year not starting then, and decided within the past few weeks that all changes now, because I don't want to meet the me that I could have been and have that kind of conversation, right? It'll piss me off. It'll drive me insane. And that's the reason why this episode is existing. It's the pilot episode, right? It's the one that everybody listens to 500 episodes later going, what the fuck was I thinking? That's horrible. That's the worst episode I've ever done in my life. That's what this is. It's all part of that pain of coming back and listening to myself and going, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. That's what this is. And it's the start of it, right? And I just had to get it on tape because, like I said, I'm doing this not to sell anything, I sell shit all the time. I have, you know, like I said, I have my business. And the business that I have, it's not even a business that I sell to people that listen to this. It's not a business to consumer type business. So that's not the reason why. I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker. I'm not trying to sell a fucking program. You know, what I am trying to do is I'm trying to get answers, like I said, to questions. And I'm also trying to set the tone for who comes behind me, right? I have a lot of young people that I work with, I partner with, that work for me, that I feel like they're confused, right? They just don't know which way to go. We have gotten away from the basics of what it takes to win, right? And like this guy has said, this Andy guy has said, Michael Singer has said, Joe Dispenza and a host of other people, right? In order for us to win, we need to conquer ourselves, and we need to be able to, this is me adding to that now, be able to pass that on, right? Be able to pay that forward to the next person. And I feel right now the next person or next people in line for that are the people that are younger, are the people that are confused. Like, I've had several conversations with, you know, some of these younger kids, man, that they're depressed, they're confused, they don't know why they're not driving a fucking Lamborghini, you know, because they've been trying at their craft for 2 weeks. And then they quit and they don't realize that quitting is where you actually get lost. You know, the fact that, yes, you failed at this doesn't mean that you don't learn from it, right? And we all know that, but we get so caught up in the bullshit these days of instant gratification. And that's partially our fault because we've built it. You know, the tech companies, the fact that we've embraced them, the fact that we've, you know, we get up every morning and that's the first thing that we look at, and you start judging, and I mean, shit, I do this shit all the time, right? And it's doing myself a disservice. It's doing my kids a disservice, you know, because they see what I see, right? They do what I see, I mean, what I do, and they adapt to that, and that's all they'll know. But, you know, the difference is, when I was their age, here we go with the old man shit, right? But really, truly, and actually, I wouldn't even say when I was their age, not too long ago, right? We learned you had to do the work, right? We learned that you had to exercise to stay healthy. You had to eat healthy. You had to, you know, you had to read the books. You had to study. And if you didn't study and if you didn't do the work, fuck, you don't get a trophy, right? It's what everybody else says. I'm at the point right now where I want to say it too, because everybody else says you got to get up and you got to amplify your voice. So now I feel like it's my time to amplify my voice, and hopefully that'll help you amplify yours, or we can amplify it together. That's what this is all about. That's what Ruck Talk, Ruck, R-U-C-K, Talk is all about. And I'm pretty sure it's going to evolve from there. And that's the fun part about it. The uncertainty of where this goes is what the journey is. It's not the fact that, you know, it could get 30 listeners, it could get 300 listeners, it could get 3,000 listeners. It's not that. It's the fact that it starts off with just zero listeners. Remember when we just had one person? Or remember when whatever happened, no one was listening or no one cared, or people are like, that's what the journey is all about, right? I'm starting to learn that. And it's, and believe me, this is hard for me. As much as people think, you know, you're very animated and, you know, I'm super abrasive. I mean, my wife calls me an awesome asshole, and it may sound weird, and she meant it in the coolest way possible, because, you know, I can be completely awesome with, you know, friends, and I could, you know, or I can be completely awesome with one person at one point, and then I could be a royal ass with that same person in another juncture, because I try to be as real as I can. And for me, being real right now is hard as far as just being completely open. You know, there is some fear to it. And I think that's where I actually started breathing life into the MJ I want to be, because that's the excitement. They always say that fear is just excitement without the breath. I just got to breathe, right? We all got to breathe through this. As I'm sitting here with you right now, my hands are clammy, my feet are cold. I know exactly what it is. It's that voice that's trying to peel the duct tape off, saying, what the fuck are you doing? Right? I got the sweats, I'm, you know, everything, right? But it just shows, from what I hear from everybody else and from what my gut tells me, that it's the right path, you know? And I hope that you embark on this path with me, because, like I said, I got questions and I don't have all the answers. Like, I do shit and I don't even know if it's the right thing that I'm doing, right? And being able to talk about it is what I want to do. And I hope you get the same from this too as well, right? You know, I do some pretty extreme shit, you know, as you'll get to learn. And for those of you, a lot of people that are probably going to listen to this to start will probably be my friends. Right? So you'll know what I'm talking about, right? I wake up in the morning, I'll want to do some crazy stuff, like get in the cold water. Like, I do this all the time. My wife takes my daughter to school in the morning, and as soon as they leave, I'll jump out, you know, I'll help get them together for, you know, for school. She does most of it, because my wife is awesome. She's just awesome. I'm the awesome asshole. But she'll get them ready for school. As soon as she gets in the car and backs out the driveway, I'll jump upstairs, put on my trunks, and I'll jump in 40-degree water, right? I mean, And it's not the fat. I mean, it's not me being that fattish person. Like, yeah, you do a cold. I'm not saying that to, like, I'll do extreme stuff like that. Or I'll put on a continuous glucose monitor. I'm not diabetic, but I want to see what my body does. Or I'll, you know, want to do a, you know, a ultra marathon with my buddy, you know, Mark Brown. Or like, there's, I mean, I want to do all that stuff, and that's who I am. But I don't know if it's the right thing. I don't know if it's the right thing for me. I mean, I started this carnivore diet, you know, a year ago. I haven't eaten like one vegetable damn near in a year. Is it the right thing? I don't know. I want to explore that, and I want to explore that with everybody. And I want to have people on to talk about it, have the tough conversations about it. I want to ask why, right? Shit, I mean, look at our political state. And I'm not making, this isn't a political conversation or a political podcast, but we will talk about it, right? Why are we so fucked up the way we are? You know, why do we spend money the way we do? Why, you know, why is, you know, why is the word equity and fucking inclusion being used in every single thing I hear these days, but nobody's doing anything about it? Like, all these questions, and really just getting to the why. You know, my father-in-law, may his soul rest in peace, you know, he was a conservative guy, right? But he read the New York Times, okay? Which sounds really weird. Like, or anybody would say that's really, really weird. But it's really not when you ask why. And that's what I wanted to know. I really always wanted to know. And my wife always explained, like, he just loves understanding a different point of view, right? Because your point of view may not be right. My point of view may not be right. Right? And we're just trying to get to that place where at least there's an understanding. And at the same time, like, at the end of the day, I want to win. Fuck it. Like, I want to fucking win. And not everybody wins, you know? And I think the way that I'm going to win, right? And the reason why I say not everybody wins is because I think in order to do that, there's a formula that we need to listen to and right, I mean, that we need to follow. And I feel like right now in society, it's so easy to win because, you know, I mean, most people are so weak right now, like, it's easy to win. And I don't mean, when I say win, I don't mean conquer, or I don't mean you're better than anybody else. It's just easier to be successful because a lot of people aren't going to do what it takes to get to the finish line. And there's no one way to a finish line. Because you did it that way doesn't mean that I need to do it that way, but that doesn't mean that I can't get to the finish line and also win, right? And I think what my father-in-law was doing or saying, because he was a winner, and I'll tell you about him on a later episode, and that's another story that's going to amaze you. But he was a winner because I feel like he always kind of looked at, you know, he kind of looked at the environment for what it is and kind of took it in for what it is, and he learned how to navigate and maneuver around it, even if and when there were obstacles, how to maneuver around it. And that comes from a couple things, right? Experience, you know, having the ability to see different points of view. But that doesn't, just because you see it, just because you're open to a different point of view doesn't necessarily mean that you succumb to it. It doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, I'm going to be all about this now because that's how they think. No, it's just, if that's how they think, cool, but that allows me to either, you know, agree with it or maneuver around it. And I'm not saying tiptoe around it, but, you know, I know what I'm dealing with. I know the cards that I'm dealt with, so I know what I got to do to win, right? And I feel like that's what I want for people that listen to this and take part in this, is I just want people to win. I walk around, whether it's my neighborhood or, you know, the city I live in or other cities, and people are struggling, man. People, they're fighting with so much. Like, this AI shit is a problem. You know, health is a problem for a lot of people, you know, and struggling with weight is a big problem, and we're unhealthy. You know, like I said earlier, some of the younger generation, they're so geeked up, you know, or I should say drugged up, over, you know, on antidepressants and everything else. Like, Christ, I have people that work for me sometimes. I get up pretty early. I also go to bed pretty early, too, as well. It wasn't always like that, but I was always ready to go, right? I mean, I'm in a generation right now where I'll beat cats to work. And when I say to work, like, we work virtually, but I'll beat them to doing things that I would expect them to be like way ahead of me on. And a lot of times, like, I'll reach out to them, you know, and they're just fucking waking up, right? It's, what do you mean? It's 9 o'clock. Why are you still in bed? You know what I mean? And sometimes I get it. Late night, you work late, you know, you got to get your sleep in. It's super important. But Christ, man, there are times where you just got to go. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of weird. Like, not weird, but it's odd that, you know, people that young are always tired and something's wrong. And I don't know if it's, you know, I mean, and another thing you'll learn about me, I always look at conspiracy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I always look at conspiracy like, shit, is it shit that's in the food, in the water, that's just acting, you know, acting on, you know, their hormone level? I don't know what it is. And once again, like I said, these are questions that I actually want to find out. And I hope that by asking some of these questions and getting to some of the answers, that we'll find some common ground to start making some kind of change. Listen, I'm not trying to change the fucking world. Like, and I can aspire as much that, you know, I'm going to be the one, and I'm pretty sure everybody that does this thinks that they're going to be the one, their podcast is going to be amazing, and for all I know, this could be the only episode I ever do, right? I doubt it, but it could be. But I just want to explore and see if we could even change one life, right, for the better. And maybe that pulls on another thread that, you know, it's a domino effect. But that's my reason, and that's episode one. The reason why. I'm going to call it the one about the reason why, right? Ruck talk. And we're going to, like I said, the people that we're going to have over the course of the lifespan of this, your jaw's going to drop on the stories that they have to tell, right? Because they're way cooler than I am. They've done really cool shit in their lives, right? And at no given point, right, will they ever say to you or me that they're above everybody else. Because I'm going to tell you, every single person that comes on here with me, when they do, has been to the bottom, to the rock bottom, and risen above everything else. And if they can do it, I can do it. I've done it. I want to do it again, right? And I know whoever's listening can also do it too. Garam fucking teed, right? I ain't got, you know, I'm not a for sale dude. I don't have the fucking cars and everything else. And I know at one point he didn't have that. And that's not necessarily my thing, right? I think it's dope what he's doing. Super dope what he's doing, right? I've already fell into that. You know, I'm not going to be the type of person like a Michael Singer who's more of, you know, it's a little bit more passive and a little bit more like, here's why. Like, you know, maybe I'm a hybrid in between. Maybe we're all hybrids, right? Or maybe this is just my way of kind of, you know, getting to the root of everything that we have questions about. But that's what we're going to do. And that's what it's all about. So there's my why. Shit was hard as hell to do. And now that I know it's almost over, my hands are starting to warm up again. So maybe that's a good sign. But I want to say thank you so much for at least taking the time to listen, right? And let's talk really soon. Oh, really quickly, by the way, before I do, the song that you heard at the beginning of the intro of what's hopefully going to be a standing intro for Ruck Talk is done by a friend of mine, a friend of mine's brother, my buddy Shay, his brother, who's John Michael. He has a really, really cool album. Once again, an album that just dropped in August, right? Shay's been on his brother to do this for the longest, and he finally did it. And when I say it's amazing, like, I mean, the album's called Talking to Myself, which couldn't be more appropriate for this particular episode, right? But I chose that particular verse because it says a lot, speaks a lot for me. So I would say, like, at least go check him out, support him however you can. I have nothing. I don't have a dog in this race other than being a big fan of what his brother has done. His brother just released he just released his album end of May, right? So, you know, give him a listen, give him some love. A lot of these artists, like, you know, as a starving artist that was a starving artist myself, you know, listening to streams and everything else definitely helps. So show him some love. And if you don't hear the song on any concurrent episodes, that means that John Michael is like, nah, you can't use my shit. So at least I got one in, but I'm pretty sure he won't say that. But, you know, check him out. He's on YouTube, on Apple Music, Prime Music. Like, wherever you listen to music, you can just, you know, type in John, J-O-N, Michael. And the album's called Talking to Myself. But that's it. I'm done talking to myself. This was episode one, the pilot. I hope we can get you to listen again. And I hope that we can get you to, you know, when I say me, because it's really just me, like I said, sitting in the corner. I hope I can get you to join in again. And I would love to, which I'm pretty sure I will, get you in so we can really have some really ordinary people type of talk. It's going to be hard. We'll get through it. And that's what it is. So thanks for listening to Ruck Talk. Yeah. And we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening.
It's hard to want to be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See, there I go. Bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show. The best around and just